Friday the 19th of September. Quick update, really, on things as they stand. I'm still in Kitwe. Yesterday we were mainly kind of based in and around the Grace Centre, which is where the Dayspring Church has their building, and also the boys' orphanage as well. So I had a look around the rooms there, around the main room and Bolton House, and I out with the lads who had a game of football till the ball burst. I think they had a really kind of one of those cheap plastic, you know, beach balls, which didn't stand up to too much abuse. But yeah, it was good to see, and you know, try and kind of cover and highlight the issues and needs they have there, which mainly sort of centre around furniture and redecorations, you know, just basic facilities like pots and pans for cooking and kind of decent lockable cupboards so the boys can securely lock what belongings they have up in there. I mean, there's a lot of people around, especially on days where there's church meetings on Sundays and stuff, so, you know, anyone can be kind of dipping in and out and sort of knocking around, unfortunately, and it's difficult for everyone to, you know, sometimes kind of people that don't know the lads who are resident in the orphanage, you know, whether they're an orphan or just someone sort of sneaking in. So yeah, so lots of needs to be met. That's all kind of down and recorded on video. Today, I think we might be going to visit the other feeding program, which is in an even more deprived area than the one where the girls' orphanage is situated. So I'll be trying to get lots of good shots, film that, and shoot stills as well. As I'm going along, last night when I got back to the flat, there was a really good connection on the Wi-Fi, so I managed to get some more photos up and start putting these audio updates that I've been recording on my phone. I managed to get them off the phone and start getting them up. Not so hot this morning. I tried to continue to post the audio updates, which are kind of well behind now, but it'd be good to get them up before I get back, rather than posting them when I'm back, because, I'll be back and it'll all be over, but I'm still recording my thoughts at the time, I suppose. So, hopefully these are helpful, useful, interesting, maybe, I don't know. The well situation appears to have ground to a kind of rather frustrating kind of halt and stalemate. A bit of news yesterday. I don't really know what's kind of going on at this stage, so I don't really want to say an awful lot, other than it's sort of very frustrating and perplexing. Hopefully, some kind of solution or a plan, at least, something can be put into place before we leave to bring everything to some conclusion where we will be able to get water pumped up from a hole on the site Scunsway. And next weekend there's a planned celebration and conference at the church, and obviously it's going to be slightly odd if there's no well to celebrate. So we're trusting God for that, and hoping that something will happen before we've got back. We've got literally 10 days left, including today, to get something done on that. So we'd appreciate your prayers if you're a praying person, and you know, as I keep saying, good vibes if you're not. What else was there? Oh yes, my giving page on the Yimby site, the Just Giving Yimby site, closes tomorrow. Massive thank you to everyone that's pledged so far and kind of helped sort of cover the expenses of this trip. There's still time to donate if you want to, as I've said. Once I've kind of got home and worked out if I've covered all my expenses or not, and there's any money left over, I'll re-donate that to the orphanages and the feeding programs in some way, whether it's sponsoring a child or finding a way of getting the money to them. direct. I mean, there's plenty of need there. They're doing an awful lot with very little in the way of resources. So it would be great to support those guys. I know there's debates on aid and where the money goes and things like that. But if we can get the money directly, to Dayspring and the work that they're doing, the work that they're doing does have a direct benefit, as I've said before, to the kids that are sponsored. They are very grateful. They, realise, how they've been helped and kind of, how they've had their confidence restored. And hope restored for the for their future. So it is something worth doing. So I'll leave that there for now and get another update done soon. Bye.